Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
It is Dukes and Bell, baby, on a Friday. Hope your drive home is going okay. Abe is in for Carl. We start every hour of every show with a big old hearty, hey, man. Dom pushing the buttons. Our man Day-Day producing this bad boy. And we got some breaking news from the NFL. One of the teams we're going to see on Sunday Night Football at Levi Stadium. It's Brock Purdy getting his contract. Diana Rossini, Tom Pelissero have it. And I can't believe the number.
Yeah, I don't think it's generally that big of a surprise.
I can't believe the number.
They didn't really have a choice, Mike. I think that's ultimately what it boiled down to.
I can't believe the number.
It is 5 years, $265 million. That's going to be a $53 million per year average over the course of the contract, although it is a little bit front-loaded the first 3 years versus those last 2 years. Maybe there's a way to get away from it in that last year, potentially, whatever. But $265 million, so he is a $53 million quarterback now on the average annual value. They added the money for George Kittle. They're trying to keep this run together. If McCaffrey ever can stay healthy, who knows how good this team actually can be with that head coach as well. I don't know how much I believe in Brock Purdy. I mentioned it last year. I don't think he's bad, but is he as good as – is he a game changer or is he a game manager? And are you paying him like one and not the other? Could another quarterback be equally successful in that system? And they've decided to go with it there, Mike. It is a lot of money, but they're in a window to win.
But again, we could talk about the injuries that they dealt with and when Christian McCaffrey comes out. Now, it's one of those offenses with Kyle Shanahan. You can seemingly plug almost anybody. You almost feel like a guy off the street can play running back and have success. But 20 touchdowns and 12 interceptions, I mean, that's like NFL numbers from 1975. I mean, that's like Terry Bradshaw before they changed the defensive pass interference rules. That's horrible.
And
I'm just saying, it just shows you how difficult it is when you've got a guy. And again, aside from him being Mr. Irrelevant, I get all that. But you got a guy that it's like Daniel Jones. They're over the same barrel San Francisco was that the Giants were with Daniel Jones, and basically paid $7 million more for this guy because it's so hard to find that guy and develop. But to me, I would have made him sing for his supper and franchise tagged him. There's no way I would have signed off on this deal.
He is now the seventh highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
Above, which is basically about 5 or 6 spots higher than he should be.
Above him is Dak Prescott, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Jordan Love, and Trevor Lawrence, all of them making $55 million. Dak's actually at 60.
And every time a quarterback gets a deal, he resets the market. Well, I understand that aspect of it. And Trevor Lawrence is coming off even less impressive stats than an injury. But still, I get it. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. But to me, this just smacks of Daniel Jones 2.0. And again, what's the guaranteed money? 163?
180 something is okay. The guarantee. 181
that's not chicken,
is
that's
guaranteed.
Not chicken feed, man.
It is 165 in the okay. first 3 years. So the last 2 years, 100 mil total, whatever. It's a lot of money. But again, you're in that window. You got to take a couple drastic chances. I'm just with you. You mentioned from the running back position. I feel like you could have any good quarterback with Shanahan and what they're doing at receiver. Now they traded one, and we'll see the impact of Debo right. not being there.
And
on
they Purdy. Still have to figure out what they're going to do with Ayuk's deal.
Well, look, if they trade both, and you have just Kittle and McCaffrey, who maybe
and McCaffrey, I mean, he's another hit on the knee from. I mean, again,
with a $53 million quarterback.
Yeah, that's why I just you know it just Frank, take it back to the Giants. Now again, Daniel Jones, you know. He was so polarizing in New York. Day-Day, you know me. And if Carl was here, I can't speak for him, but I know how he would feel. Never been a fan of Purdy. But we always knew the sort of day of reckoning and to Abe's point, seventh highest paid quarterback. I always felt, you know, Sam Darnold should have made it. I think they got it right with him based on his performance. But this was a guy, I had a hard time getting Brock Purdy over the $50 million a year threshold.
No, I agree. And I think for me personally, the bigger issue for the 49ers is this is a team that's really been living on the backs of their defense. And they lost some key players defensively. So
they
drafted some young defenders. But I still think when it comes to that window, putting all your money in this Brock Purdy basket like this, I don't know.
Now, the question moving forward as it will relate to us here in Atlanta, and hopefully you don't have to debate in 3 years, is Michael Penix worth, I don't know what it'll be by then, $65 million per year or whatever it is. But, I mean, hopefully the discussion is you have to pay him, he's that good, not the question that we have about Brock Purdy. It's like, are we really giving this guy $50-something million? It'd be nice if when the time comes for Penix, we're like, this guy has absolutely earned and is worth this money, not the big question, and could it be better spent elsewhere, and could you do it with a different guy? You don't want those questions. I want to know for darn sure that this is the guy that needs his money. Hopefully that's the path for Penix.
Hey, man, if you're just tuning in, big deal for a guy, Brock Purdy, that was kind of like the last sort of piece as far as the dominoes at quarterback to kind of fall. Be interesting to see now how he, you know, lives up to this. And as you said, not exactly the same group of players and weapons. That's why I thought they wouldn't give him the deal and just reset it and just go the other way. That's why I thought, let him sing for his supper. If he balls out, worst case scenario, you franchise tag him. You maybe wind up paying a little bit more on the back end.
Well, like for the 49ers here, Mike, 2-3 years ago, they were Super Bowl favorites. They were in that discussion. Do you still view them through that lens, like coming into this year as like one of the teams to beat in the NFC? I don't know if I do.
No. Again, that's why when you look at our schedule, that's one of those where we joked around yesterday, the team's always rising or falling in the NFL. That could be one that could be going the other way. A lot of folks, you know, everyone kind of just, for some reason, cherry picks the Commanders because they did win so dangerously, but they found a way to win. See, that's the thing. A young team that wasn't complete found a way to win with Jaden Daniels. You know, and that's why I believe in them kind of staying where they are or maybe going a little bit further. San Fran, I don't know what they're going to be. That's why it's going to be a very interesting test when we go out west to take them on.
If you told me that they were last in their division, I'd believe it. I wouldn't predict it, but
here's the thing. Is Sam Darnold going to be that great regular season quarterback?
I don't know. Right.
And then all of a sudden now it's time for home field advantage or to win the NFC West, and he gacked it. By the way, speaking of the NFL, we forgot to mention this earlier in Guy Talk. I forgot. You didn't. Not your fault. But I forgot to mention it. NFL owners and a lot of teams now, I guess, are there. We're going to get the butt fumbles going to get squashed. And now it looks like they're willing to take away the division winner with a lesser record and play simply wins and losses as far as playoff seeding. So basically, if you win the division and you've only got 9 wins and somebody's got 11,
yeah,
they're no longer the wild card. They're now the number 2 or 3 seed, and now you're the wild card, even though you're a division winner.
I liked the caveats, personally, of you have to be above 500. And if you're above 500 as a division winner, you still get the home game.
I like the 7-9 Seahawks at 1 year
right,
won the division.
Then right. You would have to seed it to one of the wild cards. That's how I would have liked it, or I know at one point they were trying to become a mathematical formula between you have to be this many games better than the division winner. Let's not get too complicated. That's why I like the 500 thing. It was pretty simple and easy to explain. If you're not 500 or above, well, you can't be 500 anymore because odd number of games. But if you're not above 500, you don't get to host in that scenario. I understand it, but at the same point, I like the reward of winning your division.
I know that this year we're looking at the schedule, Abe. 7.5 is the Vegas over-under, as I explained earlier. Not a lot of folks bet Atlanta because we're just not a brand like other teams. Even though the Cowboys haven't won a Super Bowl since Clinton was president, they still get more juice because of the Dallas Cowboys. So they'll always get a little more money. The win total comes up. Here is our buddy Mark Grimani from ESPN yesterday talking about the fact that we're basically 5, and with a flex, we may have 6 or 7 national games.
I think the league believes the Falcons are going to have a very explosive offense, and I tend to agree with them based on what we saw from Michael Penix Jr. those last 3 games last season, as well as, you know, Bijan Robinson continues to get better, and by the end of the season, I thought he was one of the top 3 running backs in the entire league, and you have, you know, Drake London, and even going further than that, you know, the Darnell Mooney's of the world, and Tyler Allgeier. I mean, this is a team that can have a top 10 offense, if not better. And I think the NFL sees that, and you want to put your best possible product aesthetically, right? Your best aesthetic product on television in prime time, and that could be the Falcons. They may not be able to stop many teams. I do think that their defense will be better than it was last year, which is not saying a whole lot, if we're being honest. But certainly they're going to be able to put points on the board, they believe, and I think the NFL sees that as well. And that's where that confidence comes from. Like, hey, this team, we don't know how good they're going to be, but we think they're going to score a lot of touchdowns.
Be exciting to watch. That's what Mark is throwing out there. Meanwhile, on the other side, not to be a contrarian, but our friend Tori McElhaney, who writes for Falcons.com, she has an article out there on the website today saying that, you know, the path to the playoffs, you know, ain't very easy this year because of the strength of the schedule. We've got 4 playoff teams coming here. We're going on the road to play a couple of playoff teams. We got to go to Minnesota. We already talked about it. We don't know what San Fran's going to be, but we've got a tough schedule. I just don't know because last year, I think my over-under was 10. Then Carl had it at 11. And look, I told you yesterday that was the easiest money I was ever going to make. Over-under was 8.5 wins.
Yeah.
This year, Vegas actually drops us down. We talked earlier about the national perception, not really knowing what we believe in about Penix. Mark just says they think the TV networks do, but the defense will be the key, I think, as far as, you know, can we shut down some of these? We've got to be able to shut down some really good quarterbacks and some really good offenses this year.
Let me take it from 2 perspectives here. The Vegas number you mentioned multiple times is 7.5. I just looked over the schedule, quick glance, giving myself check marks or X's and wins and losses. I just don't see a way they don't get to 8. I'm sorry, I don't. And we saw it last year, maybe some games you certainly think you should win, you don't. But how do you not beat the Saints twice, the Panthers once, the Colts, the Patriots? I just, when you add it all up, it just feels like 8 is like a floor. Now, the other thing is how I felt about last year's, because I thought last year's schedule was incredibly difficult, and they navigated it until the obvious. Now, again, let's pretend we don't have that massive drop-off in Kirk Cousins, because the team was what it was for a while there. I thought last year the start was impossible. I thought you were facing 0-3 potentially, especially because you lost the one game I thought was winnable, which was Pittsburgh at home. Philly and Kansas City, now you did find a way to win one, but that start to me was tougher than this start is. So I think there's a chance.
When you get into, like, what if we just simply, you know, done what we should have done, which is draft defense and get some big edge rushers after the quarterback, and we just go with Penix. Yeah. Would Penix have been able to go 2-2 through the first 4 games? We'll never know. But you're right. I mean, Kirk was a statue against the Steelers. Certainly, you could argue that a young quarterback might not be able to do what Kirk Cousins did on the road at Philly in that come from behind. But again, neither here nor there. This year, it's going to be Penix's responsibility. How much better does Zach Robinson get? You know, comes back to it. Does Pitts play a bigger role in this offense? Or is Drake London continue to run the routes that Pitts should be running in that Rams, our version of the Rams offense?
The other aspect here, Mike, is exactly the same aspect that led you, or at least myself, to believe that you couldn't lose the division last year. And that is that the Bucs are not some juggernaut that are going to go 14-3, right? Like, the Bucs are probably sitting at max 11 wins. Probably 10. And so you're not trying to get to
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices, you'll look good, and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
The 13-4. You don't have to be perfect this year. You can drop some games and still win this division.
But again, I mean, unless the Bucs just reload and they've made their moves, they add another young wide receiver to complement a great wide receiver core. Mm-hmm. They moved on from their offensive coordinator. How does the new OC plug in? Defensively, they do have some holes, but they also drafted for defense in the secondary, which they need to improve. So I'm not everyone just assumes we're going to leapfrog the Bucs. Not sure about that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices, you'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.